want to say thank you, first of all, to our Holy Father Jesus.
And God, for giving me an opportunity to preach this morning. It's been a long time, so I'm kind of nervous, which is natural. It's been a journey for me, my family, because I am a walking testimony of faith. What I mean by that is when I was born, I wasn't able to walk. So my mom had faith in the Lord, and she had faith through all her life for me to be up here standing before you guys. Just a little bit of testimony I'm going to share with you guys this morning. Just like my wife, you know, I was angry at God because why God chose my wife to have breast cancer at the moment that in our lives it was very rocky. And I sit back and think that it was just a test of faith for me, my family, my dad, who's a pastor, my mom, my brother, too. And I sit here and analyze myself, and I'm like, you know what, God? Sometimes you put us in trials and tribulation, but at the end of it all, it has to do with the word faith. So this morning, I'm going to go to book. Let's go to Mark 11:22. Have faith in God, Jesus answered. I tell you the truth. If anyone says to this mountain, go throw yourself into the sea, and does not doubt his heart, but believes that what he says will happen, it will be done for him. Therefore, I tell you, whatever you ask for in prayer, believe that you will have received it, and it will be yours. And when you're standing and praying, hold anything against anyone, forgives him, so that your Father in heaven may forgive you and your sins. If you read through the Bible from the very beginning, you will see that there's one consistent theme that God's great love has for us, which is a compassion towards us. He is unchangeable. And in this, we have great confidence and seems that there's no greater motivation for faith than knowing this God is absolutely for us. He wants us to succeed in life. It makes it easier to have confidence in fulfilling our purpose and destiny here on earth when we know that He has called us and ordained for our success. He loves us so much that He sent Jesus, His Son, to die in our place, giving us freely in His life for our death. He did this knowing full well the horrible cost to Himself. Thank you, Lord. He loves us more than we can comprehend and has given us through His covenant incredible benefits that even in the old covenant, He admonished us not to forgive His benefits. And if we go keep reading the Word of God, and there's different, like, I love Paul, you know, and he wrote the letter when he was in jail. And there's one verse that I always read. I have it written down in my phone. It's Psalm 103:2. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all His benefits. Who forgives all your iniquities, who heals all your diseases, who redeems your life from destruction, who crowns you in loving, kind, and tender mercies, who satisfies your mouth with good things, so that your youth is renewed like eagles. we have forgotten or have never believed in the place of, you know, regardless. In this day and age, like no other, the body of Christ has been shaken. Its easy word of chaos sidetracks and wanders the path of God and His place for us. The world seems to be like a meltdown right now. Total meltdown. Amen. The world seems to be a total meltdown, and all the things are going to be overwhelming for us. In the midst of this, there is a choice we each have to make. We have to decide if God's love towards us is real. Man's definition of love is oftentimes just lip service, but God's love is always manifest through action. For example, we've been here about 2 months, 3 months. I always have a battle with God. And from the church that I was in Puerto Rico, I don't know if you ever seen the elderlies. The man walks around with a sack. The elderly women have a veil. That's the church that I came from. They are the basically the key holders of the church itself. When you walk in there, it's like it draws all your weight, all your energy that you have used throughout the whole week, your whole entire life. You walk in there and you're like, God, what is my purpose in this? And sometimes I talk to my wife. My wife gets mad at me because I really don't talk much. And she can vouch for that. And I'm like, God, what is my purpose here in Georgia? What is the reason why you brought me here? Is it for a change? Is it a challenge? Or is it you have a plan for me and my family? It's wild because, you know, I always thought that, you know, being a pastor's son, you could get away with everything. No, not really. It's actually the opposite. It's everybody looks at you like you're the actual eye of the church. So you break your neck, guess what? Everybody's going to be like, well, he did it. Well, I can't do it. It doesn't work that way. You know, and that's why we always got to sit there and say, when we wake up, when we go to sleep, throughout the whole day, we got to say, God, I don't know, but forgive me for everything I've done. The way I walk, the way I react, the way I think thoughts. Forgive me, because sometimes you think you're on the right path, but sometimes we got to be like, Lord, I don't know if I made a mistake or a gesture that it's not part of you, because we are the church. We are the temple, you know, and we present, when we walk out there in this world, we have to represent God no matter how you want to place it. It's like they're the dawn, we're the light. And there's times where, like, people just look at you and you're like, why do people stand at me so much? Because you got to realize there's something different that we have. And people that doesn't understand or don't want to pinpoint because they're blinded by the destruction that's going outside. And sometimes we have to pray for those. So then that way they could come and rejoin in our faith. My question would be, how can we know God loves us if we aren't seeing the benefits in our life? First of all, the actions has already been taking place. Jesus finished the work he has sent to do. Regardless of where we've come from, it takes faith to please God. There is absolutely no way around this. If we've never taught his promise, we cannot have faith to walk in them. For the faith always comes from knowing God's will. If we don't know His promise, we cannot have any foundation for which to believe. We have to know the promise of God if we are going to walk in them by faith, don't we? Jesus said this very thing in John 8:32. Let's go to verse John 8:32. And ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. We gotta know the truth so that we can walk in faith. You think that walking on water, he didn't have faith to walk on the water? If he didn't have faith, he wouldn't walk on water. That's why God reached out his hands. Because he was testing himself whether am I going to be able to do that? It's all about faith. We got to have faith in God. It's incredible how it's. I'm using myself as my own testimony. That I've seen people throughout the years, and I'm like, wow, it's amazing that you could have $1 in your checking account. That's a prime example. And you say, God, with this, I'm going to multiply my faith in everything I have to give on forward. Because what's going to happen, God's going to test your faith. God's going to have somebody else to help you and fulfill that. Amen. It's very short. I mean, like I said, it's been a weird journey for me, and I always fight with God because I'm like, it's I can't pinpoint it yet. I'm still learning what's going on in God's will and power. You know, there's always obstacles that I face as a Christian. We all do, and especially more as a service of God, that it's imperative. And I want to say thank you that God has left my wife with me. You know, there's unfortunate other couples that hasn't had their wife next to them because of breast cancer, and it was hard, and I was angry. I was angry for God for about 2 years, because I was lashing at God, but it was like, wait a minute, sometimes it's a test, it's a trial that we gotta go through. So I take this new journey coming into Georgia as an opening for our blessings, and hopefully I could show more and I could teach more about why he has attended for us. So it's like I said, it was very short. It's more almost like a thinking sort of kind of. So like I said, amen. Bless you.